It took us a few minutes to go over the basics in the first video. Now let's take a look at how HD Insight works. First, Windows Azure is Microsoft's cloud solution. It is consists of primarily compute and storage services. HD Insight is a service that uses these elastic and on-demand resources that allows a user to very quickly create a Hadoop cluster in Windows Azure to do big data processing. One of the primary reasons that Microsoft chose Hadoop is because it has an excellent ecosystem. It also has a very active user community. That way, new users can immediately take advantage of that. In that community, there are probably hundreds of Hadoop experts. Let's look at Hadoop service at each of these layers. First, in red, we're looking at the HDFS and MapReduce layer that we just mentioned. And the next layer are higher level programming languages, which is Pig and Hive. We'll be looking at them in detail with hands-on examples in the later videos. Just a quick note, Hive is a SQL-like programming language that allows you to query against your dataset. It is one of the most popular, and we'll be focusing many of our examples using Hive. Above that layer, we have some libraries that do common big data and analytic tasks. Pegasus is an open source graph library that allows you to map out social network relations. Rdupe is really for doing professional statistics analysis, and my personal favorite, Mahout, is for doing basic machine learning, and we'll be showing you examples of them in the video series. In the purple, these are Microsoft add-on programming options that allow access to Hadoop from JavaScript and .NET languages. These tools are available on CodePlex, referenced at the end of this presentation. The OBBC driver opens up Hadoop to systems and connect to other data technologies such as SQL Server and business intelligence tools. These include Microsoft Excel to allow you to be able to do self-service BI. Since this is a beginner series, we're not going to dive into more advanced packages such as HBase and Oozie and Flume. If you want to know more about it, please follow me on my blog at the reference section. At the bottom, we're showing System Centers, Active Directory. These are enterprise tools that are not currently available in HDFS service, but these will be available at a later date for on-premise server versions of HD Insight. We will discuss the details of how HD Insight interacts with Azure's native blob storage system. Now onto storage. This is the section where you should probably pay more attention to. It explains the difference between HDFS and the Azure Blob Storage System. We have done the extra work to make sure that Azure Blob Storage System works with Hadoop, and it is the default storage system for all your files sitting in Hadoop. The important thing to note is that virtual machines that you spin up in the cloud are generally shut down when they're not needed anymore. So the disks on each of these compute VMs cannot be used as a permanent resource for HDFS, even though they would work just fine while the machines are turned on. In this case, it is essential that we make sure that Azure Blob Storage is the default file system. Since Azure Blob Storage is a remote storage that will not be shut down after your Hadoop cluster in the cloud is no longer needed, for beginners, all you have to know is that HD Insight team has abstracted both systems for you through the HDFS tools, and you are already transparently using Azure Blob Storage when you are interacting with the HDFS API. Here are some more details of how things work, and we'll dedicate videos to show you the inner workings of the file system in later videos. There are many options to program against the HD Insight cluster once you have created it. First, you get all the tools and libraries that comes with HD Insight for free. Then we offer .NET developers tools that they are familiar with. And we are also exposing many of the functionalities through the JavaScript programming language. So IT professionals, we've added PowerShell and cross-platform command line interface tools. The Microsoft's big data team would like to ultimately make Hadoop easier to use so that more developers and users have access to it. We're doing that by making installation and management easier for administrators, programming easier for .NET and JavaScript developers, and better integration for business workflow. Finally, I'd like to emphasize that we're working very hard to make self-service BI tools such as Power Pivot and Power View a priority so that information workers can directly access big data resources in Hadoop through desktop tools that they are familiar with. I have a few resources that you might want to bookmark. WindowsAzure.com, this is where you sign up for Windows Azure and also get access to Windows Azure HD Insight Preview. If you want to know more about Apache Hadoop, hadoop.apache.org has a wealth of information that you can find. There are also 4 packages on NuGet right now, and you should be able to install them to start doing development right away. Our current Hadoop SDK is on CodePlex, and if you should have any questions, you can ask me on Twitter, or you can follow me on my Big Data Big Compute blog at blogs.msdn.com/hpctracker. Thank you.